Blog Talk Radio.
Under the throne of grace, the prayer for deliverance. God, before I start this prayer, I need to be delivered. It just simply means to be set free, to be handed over to another that will best care for them. God, we need so much deliverance. We need deliverance from our secret demons, our private struggles, and our hidden fears. And as we get ready to come to your throne, if we ever needed you, we need your deliverance. Father, we can't go anywhere else but you. What we're dealing with, you're the only power that can change them. Your son, Jesus, is a precious gift that you've given us to give us access to you. And we bless your name, Jesus. God, you're alone with God, and we reverence your holy name. How excellent is that name, and you're so faithful. I'm asking you, with the most curious and sincere heart that we can ask you, please bless our life with deliverance. We're tired of shackles, we're tired of chains. We're tired of faking, and we're tired of the counterfeit smile. We want to be set free for real. We need deliverance to rest upon our lives. We need your deliverance so we can find out who we really are. For God, we can't know who we really are. Bound, regretful, ashamed, embarrassed, hurt. But right now, God, we pray that every place that we encounter, that we enter, that we reside, that we visit in our present and in our future, that you can set us free. We know today, God, that we can't be free without you. And in the name of Jesus, according to your word, according to Matthew 18 and 18, we bind every satanic spirit of heaviness, spirit of addiction and spirit of depression, spirit of oppression and spirit of fear. God, we're tired of tormenting spirits. We're tired of death and failure, guilt, shame, and generational curses. The spirit of divination and sorcery. We're fighting wicked imaginations and soul ties, drugs and alcohol. Matter of fact, we don't even want to be like we are. Depressed and oppressed. Dealing with past failures and past guilt and past mistakes. We're fighting temptation and we're fighting unforgiveness. And some days we're prideful. Some days we fight anxiety and stress. We're fighting lust and we're fighting poverty and we're fighting sin and brokenness. And some days we're just so empty. No one really understands. And God, there are days when it's so heavy until we can't even discuss it because we don't want to break down again. Our tears have transferred from our eyes and they have landed upon our heart. And deep down inside, we're crying. There's a silent cry deep within our soul. Today, we need you to deliver us because we're tired. We're tired and we need you to break the heaviness. At his very room. We're ready to be free. We need overcoming power. Can we loosen the name of conquering power with a clean heart? We lose the spirit of love and unity, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of peace and the spirit of joy. Give us a praying spirit and a spirit of worship. Father, you said in Psalm 55, 16 or 18, as for me, I will call upon the Lord, and the Lord will save me. He shall hear my voice, and he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me, but God, they all left me when trouble came. Psalm 91 and 3 says, surely he hath delivered me from the snare of the fowler, and from the nuisance, and from the pestilence. God, I can't do this without you. You said, Joel, 2 and 32, it says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I cry out to you, according to Psalm 107 and 6, to say, if I can cry out to you in my trouble, you will deliver me out of my distresses. I feel like Isaiah, when he wrote in 41 and 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. When you told him, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I'm so glad you're my God. You say, I will strengthen thee and I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God, I need that right hand. I need the hand that will bring me out of trouble. I need the hand that will stitch my brokenness to where now when I look at my wound, I can praise your name. Because even though the sign of the cut might be visible, there's no infection. I declare this according to your word, that from this day forward, I have the power to pursue my destiny. I have the power to pursue my purpose. Thank you that you have delivered me, and protected me and made me whole from all forms of evil. Most of all, God. If you never give me another car, if you never give me another house, if I never get another wardrobe, I thank you that I've been delivered. For he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Father, I thank you for my freedom. I thank you for my deliverance. And I ask this according to your name. And it is done in the name of Jesus.
Come on, would you get your elements together so that we may take our communion this morning? If you would like to take communion with us, please get your elements together because we'll be soon taking our communion. Thank you.
As we enter to the throne, the prayer of prosperity. Wow, what a prayer. There are many dimensions to the prayer of prosperity. First of all, prosperity means that God brings us into a successful, thriving condition, economic well-being, to where we are set up to have success. Prosperity is not just for you, but it's designed that you might be a conduit and a vessel to be able to bless others with what God has blessed you with. We're not just looking at prosperity as a state of money, but as a state of mind. So with that said, God, we know that according to your name, the name of Jesus is a powerful name, and this is a privilege that we humbly and boldly come to your throne of grace, asking you, God, with a very sincere heart, to bless our life with prosperity. We pray and we confess and we believe that prosperity will follow us the rest of our life. Every place that we walk in, we decree prosperity. Everything we touch, everything we encounter, and in our future, in the name of Jesus, we speak prosperity. God, we know that the enemy desires us to be broken. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, we come to you and we bind every spirit of financial disaster, every spirit of lack, every spirit of poverty, decrease, and robbery, every spirit that brings theft or embezzlement, negligence or procrastination, financial deceit and depreciation against our prosperity. Every devourer, every demonic power that causes economic destruction, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind the palmer worm, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the locust that's trying to destroy our harvest. And in the name of Jesus, we declare favor, supernatural increase, and we lose wealth, and we lose wealth, and we lose wealth.
Amen.
Wisdom and insight, stewardship, We lose land and property, plenty, bright business ideas. Give us the spirit of creativity and innovativeness. Give us spiritual and economic empowerment that releases positive energy. Not only do we want to prosper economically, but we want to prosper in our spirit. We want to prosper in health. So we will be vessels that you will be pleased with. But Job 36 and 11 said that we obey and serve him, that we will spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. We prayed in Psalm 1, verse 2 and verse 3 says, but his delight is in the law of God, and in his law does he meditate day and night.
If you care to take communion with us, please get your elements, and let's get ready for communion. I thank the man of God who's spoken into our lives this morning. Praise God. This, you are listening to God's favorite minister coming to you live this morning. This is our prayer time on first Saturdays of the month. Praise God. We are so happy to see all of you all on. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go into prayer. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God, for such a wonderful day. God, thank you for each one of your children. Thank you, Lord God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, God. Thank you, God, that there is no other God like you, God. And Lord, Father God, we are believing, oh God, that you are going to do anything and everything that we stand in need for and in need for others. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that we can trust in, that you are the God that we can lean on, God, that you are the one that we seek after, God, that can do anything but fail. And, Lord, I ask you to touch and move this morning mightily by your power. In Jesus' name, amen. Our program is as follows this morning. Our theme song is, It Is No Secret What God Can Do. Our communion and a communion song. Title of this program, as always, man ought to always pray and not think, in Luke 18 and 1. Our encouraging scripture is going to be coming from Acts chapter 10, 44 through 48. Our prayer and prayer requests for Ukraine, all murders, salvation, and for the poor, those who are hungry and starving, because God told us to never forget the poor. And if you do not care to pray, you can press 1 on your phone. We will not call you. But if you do care to pray, we will go straight down the line. Praise God. So as we begin this morning, let us start with It Is No Secret. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Praise God. This morning, I'm going to ask Minister Kathy Thorpes to read our communion scripture this morning. May you make those forth, Minister Thorpes.
Amen. Good morning, all. Praise the Lord. We'll be coming out of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, and I'll stop when the Holy Spirit says stop, okay? I have received of the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he took the cup after he had supped, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and unhealthy among you, many die. Then we'll go over to verse 33, and it says, so my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone hungers, let him eat at home, so that you may not come together into condemnation. Amen.
Amen.
So should I do the invite, Vivian, or are you going to do the invite to eat and drink?
I'm going to do a song, and then you can do the invite. Praise God.
Oh,
all right.
The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. All right, you may go forth. And when he had given thanks, we're going to go back to the word and start at verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Now take the bread and partake. Let us eat together. Verse 25. In the same manner, he took the cup after he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament. It's the new covenant in my blood. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And after the same manner which you took the bread, let us now partake in the cup that represents the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I know. Amen. It was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost,
He died upon the cross. It was my Savior's blood for me. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Our encouraging scripture, as I said this morning, will be coming from Acts chapter 10, 44, starting at 44. And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon them which heard the word, and they of a circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues. Praise God. Hallelujah. And magnify God. They answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should be not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to baptize in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Then they prayed. And that's where we are today. We are believers believing in the book of Acts that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is going to be poured out, speak with new tongues, praise God, as the Spirit gives you utterance. And as I said, if there is anybody does not want to pray this morning, because we don't want to embarrass anybody, press 1 on your phone. We will not call your name. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you desire to pray, we will be calling you right now. Praise God. So thank you for all of you that desire to pray, because the Bible said that we ought to always pray and not faint. We are to pray. Pray in season and out of season. And we thank God that he gives us this opportunity to come together as one in the Spirit to pray for one another. And as I put down some notifications, don't forget about the poor. As I looked at the news this week, there are people, because of the war going on, there are people that are starving to death, that are just dying from starvation. We are so blessed. We are so blessed to have the opportunity to food and clothing and housing, shelter, praise God. God has truly blessed us, as the man of God prayed this morning. So the first person we're going to go to, Dr. and Minister Sharon, and we ask you to go forth in prayer, please.
Good morning, everyone. God is good all the time.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you, the Lord God, has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in the Heavenly Father. Father God, thank you for bringing us together one more time, Lord God, to give you all the praise and all the glory that you so much deserve, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to bless each and every one that's on this line this morning. Bless their families and loved ones in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep their homes covered in the name of Jesus. Father God, watch over each and every one, Lord God. Thank you for the minister, Minister Vivian Collins, Lord God. Thank you for her ministry, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we thank you for this day. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Minister Nelson, go forth.
Good morning, everybody. And I just would like to thank Pastor Vivian for the invite. God, we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being God by yourself, all by yourself, doing for us what we are unable to do for ourselves, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And God, before I go any further, I ask you if there anything in me or thought or deed or anything that I've done that's not outside of you, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Help me to forgive myself. And God, I just thank you and I praise you for your forgiveness in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, allowing me to attend this awesome program this morning in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you and I praise you. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit moving in this morning in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. I thank you, Lord, for children all over the world, God. I ask you to cover them with the blood of Jesus, and not only them, but everybody they come in contact with, Lord. Cover them with the blood of Jesus from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Protect them from all hurt, and to our grandchildren, great-grands and children in Jesus' name. And God, I just thank you and I praise you and I glorify you for it, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for healing me from cancer in 4 months, Lord. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you for it, Lord. It was only you, nobody else but you in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And God, if there's anyone that's under the sound of my voice that's going through any type of medical issues or having any problems, God, I know that you can heal them because you healed me in Jesus' name. And I thank you for their healing, complete restoration in their minds, their bodies, their souls, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name, God. I just thank you and I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for being a God that's so humble to all of us, Lord. And God, we just need to start being more like you in Jesus' name. And God, I ask you in Jesus' name to lead, God, and direct my path. Allow me to be that person that you want me to be in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. I make 70 this year, Lord. And God, I lift up my 70th birthday celebration to you. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, Minister Thoughts.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne of grace. We thank you for being a God in our midst, oh Lord. We thank you, O God, that we can come up before you and lift our petitions unto you, and you will hear us, O God, and you grant us, O God, the opportunity to come before you. You welcome us in your presence. We thank you for Holy Spirit for ushering us in, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, that we pass from the outer courts into the inner courts, O God. We thank you, O God, that the veil was rented, O God, in the name of Jesus, and that we can come before you. And Father, we lift up the people in Ukraine. We lift up those in Russia too, O God, the aggressor and the aggressee, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We lift up both those nations, O God. We pray that peace would abide in both nations, O God. We tear down, O God, the strongholds of one over the other in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we put out the principle of self-governance and self-rule within your country borders line. No more invasion in the name of Jesus, O God. Strengthen the Ukrainian people, O God. Lord, send forth your angels on behalf of those that are in righteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, let not the enemy invade and continue to kill and destroy, O God, that which you have put together. You put the borders around Ukraine. You put the borders around Russia. Russia is a mineral-rich nation, oh God. You blessed them with many minerals, oh God. Why do they feel compelled in the need to invade Ukraine, oh Father, in the name of Jesus? But, Lord, let them be one nation under God. Both of them, one nation under God. Not one nation invading and taking advantage of the other nation to subdue and destroy them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy on every front. For we know that the enemy has only come to kill, steal, and destroy. And Father, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus by the authority that you have placed within us, O God, as we have come together to be a people, O God, before your throne of grace, called by you, O God, for this time, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, oh, God. Look upon the poor in the United States. Look upon us, oh, God, for many enemies have risen up and the ground is crying out because of the blood that's been spilled in the ground. They cry out in the name of Jesus. They're exposing murders and murderers, oh, God. What's been done in the secret place, oh, God, that murder that you did behind them bushes, that you killed that woman, that you killed that man, you killed that child, they're coming forth. Their bodies are being found. So what you did, foul enemy, in secret, is coming to light in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, all the mysteries behind these murders, all the mysteries behind the rapes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up this nation. We bind the spirit of rape in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of child pornography in the name of Jesus. Oh God, children being raped, ending up being pregnant, and Lord, them being forced to have the enemy that did the wrong, that did the heinous, hateful crime unto them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, happen to bear the children, oh God, happen to live the trauma over and over again unless they be delivered by you, oh God. So, Lord, we ask that you would deliver the rape victims in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. We lift up the city of New Orleans and its crime. We lift up the city of Chicago and its crime. Oh, God, they're crying out for help. Help us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may live in peace, that the seniors don't feel like they are being trapped inside of a house because of fear of going outside. We bind that spirit of fear. Lord, loose courage upon us, oh God. We lift up those that are behind the prison box. Let us not forget them, oh God. Your mercy and your grace, your sustaining power, your opening up the prison door. They walk us from behind them prison doors in the name of Jesus. Raise them up to be men and women of God that will go about this earth preaching the goodness of Jesus. In Jesus' most holy name, Father, I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Stobbs. Next is Minister Gertha Marchand.
With God, yes, amen. God bless you, Minister Vivian. Can you hear me?
Go for it. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, I hear you.
You want me? Okay. Mm-hmm. Praise God, praise God. You know, I have a song to it all because I heard the cries of the sisters praying against all the atrocities in the world, and we know among us. And also, this is a song that Mother Stokes likes me to sing. I'm going to dedicate this song to her and to all the world and many of us facing you know, demons in our lives. And that's why you're here to pray. And also, since we understand what is going on, we pray for other people as well. We know that the devil is in action and is so real, but we have God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've had many tears in sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There are times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials only come to make me strong. Hashikabababa. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. There are so many Christians still in Ukraine, and they are facing it. They are in Russia. A lot of Holy Ghost filled Christians there in Haiti, devastated a island. A lot of Christians there, Holy Ghost filled, crying to God as we are crying to God. And now Mother Stokes, you know, I can think, you know, I do understand her position right now, because I have children as well. And through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. I've learned to depend upon His word. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you have a prayer, or that was your prayer and song?
I can, you know, a short prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, here we are before your throne of grace this very moment, crying our hearts to you, because you are all we need. You are everything. When we face the mountains, we don't know where to go. We call upon you, and then you open the way for us. As you create water in the desert, you create, you know, things that we cannot even imagine, because you are God. You're the author of life. And you see and you hear. And Father, so many of us under pressure, evil pressure. Father, take your dominion in the hand of Satan. Be in control Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you are our Lord. And we are in your Lordship. We demand your protection, your complete control over us, over our families, because we belong to you. And we vow to serve you to eternity. There is no other way. We determine to walk, to follow you. We determine to follow you. Father, you know this world is dangerous. This world, hallelujah, is filled with and all kind of things in this world, Father. And you know all, we're crying to you. We're crying to you, Father. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us, especially we that call upon you days after days, second, minutes after minutes, hours. We're calling in you because you are the Savior. You are the God of our salvation. You are the only one can help us through. And that's why we have confidence. We say, through it all, we will make it because you are in it with us. Father, this world is full with darkness. It's so dark. But Lord, you are the light. That's why we need you. Come, oh Lord, because when there is light, there's no darkness. Come, Lord. We need more of your presence, more of your glory. We need you. We need you. We need you more than ever. Because now we see too much and we hear too much. And we know it's not all there is. There's so much more coming. But Lord, keep us safe. Lord, keep us protected. Lord, keep us under your wings according to Psalm 91. Cover us with Psalm 91. Cover our children with Psalm 91. But you say, not to be afraid. Do not fear. Because you keep us. Prayer without faith is just prayer. But without faith, there's answer. There's answer. Father, we pray for answer. We pray for answer. Because Lord, we have faith in you. We know your name. We love you. Here we are. We belong to you. We surrender everything to you. We brought heavy baggages and we deposited it before the cross, the foot of the cross. Because, Lord, this is what your cross represented. Represented our miseries. Represented all what we're going through, this, the sicknesses, this and that. Because, Lord, this is why you came to die for us. And here we are. Here we surrendered everything to you, to the cross, right there. Take complete control. Father, we thank you. Continue to bless Pastor Vivian's ministry, and all of the others. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. With you, we have life, and life abundantly, because we're serving and mighty and holy and faithful God, Jehovah God, the God of Israel, the Alpha and Omega. Thank you. We honor you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Next is Miss Janice.
You may go forth.
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God.
I usually like to just listen because that's where I get my blessing, just listening to others. Yes, and that's how I like to want a chord. But since you called my name, and of course I'm not going to reject giving honor and glory to God, whenever the opportunity comes, I'm just going to say a prayer of thanksgiving. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master. We come this day, God, humbling ourselves, oh God, just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for this day, because this is a day that we never saw before, God. You allowed our eyes to open up this morning, and this was a new day for all of us. Master, we are just grateful. We humble ourselves today, God. We humble ourselves before you, oh God, before your throne of grace, before your throne of mercy, God. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Because if it had not been for you, oh God, sending your son Jesus for us, where would we be? We just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, because there were times when we didn't understand, God. We didn't know, oh God, but you kept us, oh God. You protect us, oh God. Oh, Master, we just say thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, God, for this fellowship, God. Thank you, oh God, for Minister Vivian, Lord. Thank you, God. Bless her, God. Thank you, God, for allowing her to be in our lives. Oh God, we are grateful. We are grateful today, Lord. We know that there are a lot of things that are going on and we don't understand, oh God. But we are grateful, God, because your hedges of protection are all around us, God. There's no one here talking to himself. Oh God, there's nobody that don't have a right mind here, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We are grateful, God. Yes, we are grateful. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the grace that you have allowed us to have. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the love that you surround us with, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God, we are grateful today. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your many blessings. We know that blessings are still coming, oh God. And we want to say thank you in advance, oh God, for those blessings. The blessings that we see, oh God, and the blessings that we don't see. We say thank you right now, Lord. If we don't ever get another chance to say thank you, God, let us say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. All glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes. And we thank him. We thank him for Jesus. Because if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Bless his holy name. And we say amen and amen and amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Pray for me. Pray for me. Oh, brother, pray for me. When bow at the altar, please don't forget to pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Oh, sister, pray for me. Oh, when you bow at the altar, please don't forget to pray for me. Praise God, praise God. I thank God for all of you, all that's on this. God, the ones that prayed and the one desired not to today. God is still the God of love, and we praise him and give him thanks. We thank God for Minister Sharon, that the Lord continue to bless her, move mightily in her life, heal her, deliver her, set her free from anything that the enemy is trying to do, oh God, in her life. We thank you, Father, oh God, for Minister Sharon this morning. We thank you, oh God, this morning for Minister Ada, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, you continue to use her in a mighty way, God. Thank you, God, that you're healing virtue, that you have shown yourself mightily in her behalf, God. Thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this woman of God's life. God, you chose her, and you chose her, oh God, for a purpose and a reason. We thank you, Father God, oh God, for, oh Father God, Sister Kathy this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God, for her willingness to serve you in all her ways, in all of your ways, God. Oh God, Father God, that you looking down, God. Yes, you removing every obstacle, oh God, in her life, where the enemy, oh God, may try, oh God, Father God, to hinder her or to stop her or to harm her. Devil, use a liar, and we command your hands off of her. We thank you for Minister Gigi. We thank you for all the many blessings, God, truly. Oh God, thank you for waking her up this morning as a mind, oh God, to live for you, oh Father God, oh God, to continue, oh God, in the apostle doctrine, oh God. Father, thank you. Thank you for her love. Thank you, Lord God, oh Father God, for ordering her footsteps. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, God, for Minister Janice. God, thank you, God, for whatever he is fine to do. God, let her do it all to the glory of you. Thank you, Lord God, for helping her to take care of her dear mother, God. Thank you that she just celebrated her 100th birthday. Continue to keep blessing mother, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, yeah, God, as Janice looks on her, God, Lord God, let her eyes, oh God, be upon you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, yes, Lord God, you told us not to ever forget the poor, oh God, for the poor that we will have with us always, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, God, for the poor, God. Lord, if we can find any way to help today, God, oh God, far and near, they might be right here under our nose. But God, we know that you open up doors where there seemeth to be no way. God, you close the doors where there, oh God, that need to be closed, God. Lord God, open up financial ways. Oh God, open up, oh God, spiritual ways, God, that we may minister, oh God, to the hurting in whatever way. Maybe some mother lost her son to gun violence, God. Oh God, to drugs, or that daughter, oh God, to pregnancy. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we asking you to touch the hearts, oh God, that are broken. Hallelujah. Broken in any kind of way, God. Father God, we ask you to minister to these hearts. We ask you, Lord, to bring salvation. You said anything we ask in your name, oh God. Lord God, you said you would do it. And God, so we praying for you. God, what you want, God, you want salvation in the heart. You said if one would come today, God. Lord, we praying for salvation, God, in the hearts. Every mother, every father, every child, oh God. Oh God, that they come running up saying, what must I do to be saved, oh God, because of the prayers of the saints that have gone up this morning, Lord God. We pray, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, that daughter that is against her mother, God. We pray, oh Father God, that son that is against his father. Oh, God, we pray, oh, Father God, that for that daughter behind prison wall. Lord, we pray, oh, God, for that, oh, God, that father that's behind prison walls, oh, God. We pray for all those that you have on your mind to be released, oh, God. And, Father, we pray, oh God, that every family member will come into parition on one accord, oh God, where there is so much disturbance going on. Lord, touch in a mighty way this morning, God. Let your Holy Spirit fall in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we desire what you desire, God. And you told us that we ought to always pray. And God, you showed us, oh God, in your word, what we ought to pray for. Oh, God, Lord God, you said there'll be wars, hallelujah. You said there'll be wars and rumors of wars, God. Oh, God, but we lift up every war to you, God. Anyone that shouldn't be, God, that, oh, God, it be settled, oh, God, and bring peace between the two parties, God. Oh, Father God, we rebuke the enemy, that spirit of anger and bitterness, oh, God. Father God and self, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are standing, Father God, on your promises this day, God. Lord God, that you will hear us, oh God. Oh, Father God, hear I cry unto you, oh God, as we lift up those, oh God, that is not as fortunate as we are, oh God. Lord God, some may be crying because they don't have any food. But God, we know that you are the provider. Praise God. God, you can provide anything that we need and they need to, God. Anything, God, because you got hands extended. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got, oh God, mouths that can be fed, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that you the giver of all good things, oh God. Thank you, Father. Oh God, that we can call upon you, Abba. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever, oh God, is being, oh God, done in heaven, let it fall on earth, oh God. And God, you said you give nothing but good things unto your children. Hallelujah. Praise God. We worship you, oh God. Yes, God, we bow before you, oh God. Oh God, we, oh Father God, look unto Jesus, who is the Alpha and the finisher of our lives, oh God. Lord God, you are the one orchestrated this day, God, not we of ourselves. God, you are the one, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, set it in motion, oh God. We didn't do it, oh God. It was your mighty power. It was by your grace, oh God. It's by you, oh God. You have everything in control, God. Oh God and Lord, we worship you. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for our government, oh God. Lord God, from the White House, oh God, and everyone in there, oh God, we are praying, oh God, for our government, every governor over every state, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, oh God, for every mayor and all of their entourage in every state, oh God. Lord God, Father God, that they learned at this time, oh God, it's not about self and it's not about money, but it's a call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we praying for, oh God, that our leaders, oh God, will learn to accept you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, by your spirit, oh God, recognize they stand in the need, oh God, of a Savior, God. Oh God, oh Father God, in times like this, God, oh God, when, oh God, everything that the enemy is trying to do, it seems as though he's raging, but he will fail, God. He will have his time, you say, God. And Lord, we are looking, oh God, for every epitome of the enemy, that he be broken in the name of Jesus. And your people shall reign in victory. Your people shall reign in glory. Oh, God, because you coming back, oh, God. Oh, God, to take your people with you, God. Oh, God, Father, God. Thank you for the joy of the Lord now is our strength, God. Thank you, Father, that we shall go forth in you. And we shall declare the glory of the Lord. Oh, God, for he is God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. I thank you again for coming on at this prayer time. Please be on with us Sunday night at 7 p.m. Thank you and everybody that came on. Good day.
I love y'all. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.